Over the weekend, what was just supposed to be a normal Bering Sea storm turned into one that claimed several boats and even a home in a few coastal villages. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
Good News Bay's Village Public Safety Officer, George Bright, said that after the big storm last week, they thought they were in the clear.
It was in the news that, the storm of the century, you know, we thought it hit up north and we weren't worried about it. We weren't expecting this.
On Friday, there was a blizzard warning for southwest Alaska, but Saturday night brought the real storm. The smaller low system rolled in behind the much-anticipated Bering Sea storm and brought with it damaging winds and surf all Saturday night and much of Sunday. Bright checked the wind meter on his house regularly.
The highest it hit was 114. I don't know how much higher it got because my wind vane blew off.
The National Weather Service in Bethel couldn't confirm winds of over 100 miles an hour, but did get readings of over 70 miles per hour from a few villages. Back on Saturday night, though, Bright had no idea what was in store. He received a call from Platinum's VPSO across the bay, who said their village was starting to flood. So Bright thought he should probably check things out. It was about 11 p.m. He drove towards his brother's house, which is located close to the water's edge.
And there was all kinds of debris. I'm like, what the heck is going on here? until I turned up my high beam on my truck, and I could see the waves just, it didn't operate in my mind here what was going on. It turned out it was the waves that were hitting. There was all kinds of debris on the roadway.
A lot of the debris was stored construction material for a rural cap project, plywood, 2x4 boards, and insulation that ended up strewn across the road. By the time Bright reached his brother's house, the steam bath there had already been washed away by waves and chunks of ice. The waves also took between 6 to 12 boats that were stored for the winter in what was considered a protected area known as the Point.
The boats vary in sizes from, flat-bottom river boats to 18-foot lunge to commercial fishing boats.
Bright says some of the boats have been spotted up the Good News Bay River, about 5 miles. He says another resident is reporting losing 3 16-foot Lund boats. Other damage includes Connex vans full of stored materials floating away and the fencing along the new airport runway blowing down. There's also one home in Good News Bay located close to the water that is now inhospitable. It was pushed off of its foundation, and the village is not sure whether it can be salvaged. Bright says the storm's real intensity came when the southerly winds suddenly changed directions from east to west.
That's when we got slammed big time.
Flooded the north part of our village.
That's VPSO John Samuels in Platinum.
One guy, Danny Chick, reported water coming in his porch. The water reached the east side of the school, surrounded half of the building and the teacher housing.
Floodwaters also surrounded Platinum's utilities building. Samuel says it looks like the tide overflowed the spit in some areas, moving Connex vans and other metal-framed containers. Several boats in Platinum floated away as well. The winds tore some window covers off and left a lot of debris in the road. The winds and waves lasted through Sunday in both Platinum and Good News Bay. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.